Well, first of all, Gary, congratulations. You've guided Setanta to another title back-to-back.
Thank you, Tom. Yep. Thank God we did that. Strange occasion here, like, we know supporters, and normally your supporters run on, go mad then. It was a strange feeling there, but still lovely to have won it. Like, it was obviously our aim from the start of the year.
Yeah, you came in this year, you're new, obviously, taking over.
I could come in new, but I was part of the panel this last couple of years, like, so I'm not new to the setup as such, like, but we just... Paul and Marty and them boys had done some great work over the years, so they just felt it was time to step away. So it's like everything else, maybe a fresh voice, probably.
Yeah,
just
too tempting a job up, not like, to take up.
Well, when you're offered a job like that, and you know, you're fairly certain that if they're not won the championship, they're going to be very close to it. It was hard to turn down now.
Yeah. A lot of quality hurlers out there.
Some fantastic hurlers, like, geez, some of the scores we took today were out of this world, like, so.
Yeah.
No, we're blessed at the minute now with some cracking hurlers, aren't they?
Yeah. Got off to a good start. I suppose that was the plan, to come here and, you know, to go at the home team.
That was the plan, surely. Like, you know, when Union's playing at home, it's a bit of an advantage to them. Like, so it was important that we didn't let them get off to that start. Like, we were just chatting about it during the week. You know, in the five games before the day, we had went behind in four of them. Like, so getting off to a good start was the plan, but as it was in them other games too, it didn't happen. But thank God it happened today, and we get ourselves under probably a comfortable half-time lead there.
Yeah, what, 1-13-4, 1-13-5,
I think, at half-time. Yeah. Like, but we knew, like, we had a wee bit of a breeze in the first half, so we knew they were going to put the pressure on the second half, and ideally we would have been looking to build in that lead. We didn't, but sure, before the game we'd have taken 1 point.
Well, you also had that, seemed to have this ability when they hit a few scores to come back and pull
God,
away again.
Thank God we did. Like, it was the same last year. Goals are massive in a county final, and every time maybe they get a point or 2 points, got a bit of a run on us, we get a goal, maybe sometimes against the run of the play there, but that really sort of gave us that wee cushion then to stay ahead of them.
Yeah, and when they did get that break, you know, the penalty, obviously Kieran Bellew was up to it.
The man, he defies logic, for he wouldn't put a lot of work on the training, but the way he pulled that save off there is brilliant. Like, yeah. For if they had got that goal at that time, we could have had a fight in our hands.
Yeah, because
you had
started to make changes.
We were kind of doing
the victory parade, were you?
To be fair, the changes we brought on wouldn't be weakening the team, but sometimes it takes them boys coming on, it takes them 5 minutes to get into the speed of play. Like, so we were panicking now when they get the penalty, that maybe we made some of the changes too early, but look, it worked out all right in the end.
Yeah, so back-to-back titles. Unfortunately, now, because of COVID-19, no Ulster Championship.
No Ulster Championship, which is disappointing, but sure, look, hey, with the year that's in it, we're just glad they've got the chance to play hurling. March and April this year, the boys were training away on their own, you know, and doing online stuff and that, and it was hard to keep them going because we didn't know if there was going to be a season or not, so look, We'll take what we got. Like, if you'd have told us at that stage we'd have got a county championship, we'd have been happy enough. But no, look, when we met in January at the start of the year, our aim was to give Ulster Intermediate a better rattle this year, like, because last year was our first time on it. Because we won Ulster Junior in 2017, so then we were beating the county final in 2018. So last year was our first year in Ulster Intermediate, and we were probably a wee bit behind the pace and strength wise and all that. Like, so we knew that, and we definitely had an aim to give it a good rattle this year. Like, so it hasn't worked out, but sure. Hopefully maybe next year.